Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, jumping out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to the CEO of the Orange Bowl Committee, Eric Palms, here for a couple minutes. Good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Did you have trouble getting up at 7:20, or were you up? You probably haven't been able to sleep, I'm guessing, in like a week since you found out Georgia and Michigan were playing each other, right?
You know, the truth of the matter is, anytime you're on with Joe Rose, you can't sleep. You get so excited.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. All right. You're right. I deserve that. That's a good call by you. Hey, by the way, Eric, I still don't understand how this worked, because I thought for sure, Alabama's going to be number one. They're going to want to come down here. How do they decide whether 1 and 4 get to come down or 2 and 3? How do they decide who goes to Dallas and who comes here?
Well, the team selection committee that works all through the fall ranks the teams, obviously, 1 through 25 and focuses on 1 through 4. But in the end, the number one ranked team is who they can give deference to. It's not automatic, but, you know, they do know inclination. They also factor in geography, other competitive factors. So when you look at it, you know, with Alabama and Cincinnati being geographically closer to the Cotton Bowl, and obviously that Georgia just one state away from us, and Michigan having a huge fan base in Florida, I think that's the conclusion they came to.
Yeah. So I guess we've been laughing, having fun with this. If you could, like, could you sell 200,000 tickets for this or 150,000? What do you think the number would be?
Joe, I've known you a long time. And I've been at the Orange Bowl over 28 years. I've never seen impact like this after a team announcement. It's just been incredible. You've got, you know, two programs that have massive fan bases. Michigan's never been in a college football playoff. Last national championship game was in 1997. So you can imagine the explosion of enthusiasm coming from Ann Arbor. And then couple it with Georgia, probably the best regular season they've had in generations going back to the 80s. So, you know, we're very fortunate down here. We were fine either way, whichever way the matchups would go. But I would tell you, having a Big Ten SEC matchup, these teams haven't played since 1965.
They haven't?
Wow.
Twice.
No.
Oh, that's even better.
They've only
played
twice in their history. You know, so all those combinations come in, and it's a great problem to have.
Stephen Ross going to let some of those Georgia people have those suites, or did he buy them all for himself? I wanted to see if any there going to be any red in the suite level at all.
Oh, there will be. There definitely will be. I mean, this is a celebration of the sport. We have a national semifinal every 3 years. And given what we went through as a community, as a country, as the global pandemic, what it caused, this is awesome. I mean, we had Alabama-Ohio State in the national championship game, but only 20% capacity.
Yeah,
this time we have a full stadium. Hard Rock Stadium is obviously one of the great venues in the world. So we're excited about this.
So I got to ask you, just away from the game for a second, another guy that you've worked with and known a long time is Dan Radakovich. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts about UM getting him? What don't we know about him that you know about him? Because you've dealt with him more than anybody.
Truly one of the great, great individuals in this business. I've known Dan since his time at LSU. And obviously he has ties going way back to the University of Miami. What he's done at Clemson, has been amazing. The facilities, the investment, the coaches, and so forth. I know he's going to do an amazing job. He's a great professional, but he's an even better person. High values, high ethics, high principles, and I think he's going to do great things here for the University of Miami.
Were you a little surprised he took the job?
No, I mean, there's so many factors that go into it. I know he has ties back to South Florida. His wife, Marcy, had ties back to South Florida. And, you know, there's an affinity to, you know, this great program, the history, the tradition. He was here when it first got going in football back in the early 80s. So I've texted with Dan a little bit and really excited about the prospect of him leading the way here at the University of Miami.
Eric, I know also you got a doubleheader in basketball coming up, the AutoNation OB Classic. I think it's December 18th, yeah, starting at 1 p.m. at FAL Live Arena. That's always fun, too, those doubleheaders you've had. I just looked at the history online, how far back they go, how many NBA players play in that game, and how many local guys. But that's always a great time there for that doubleheader.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I mean, the AutoNation Orange Bowl Basketball Classic every year was a lot of fun. But this year we have four in-state teams with South Florida playing Florida in the first game, you know, on Saturday, December 18th, 1 o'clock. And then it follows immediately with UCF and Florida State. And really, the history of this, I've been here a long time working for Keith Tribble, and we approached Leonard Hamilton back in 1994, believe it or not. And he was the grandfather of this. You know, he had the vision. He knew that college basketball needed a place in the time when college football was going strong, going into bowl season. And here we are, you know, it's probably, 28, 29 years later. We're still doing this. It's going strong. And we can't thank the folks at the Florida Panthers, Florida Live Arena, for making this thing a reality. It's great.
All right. So you being the guy, and everybody's going to, because I know I've had people call me like, hey, I don't expect free tickets, but, like, can I at least get them on face value? Do you know anybody? Do you know this guy, the CEO guy? I see him on TV sometimes. How many of those have you got so far? Like, come on, man. How many people? I don't want them free, Eric, now. I don't want them free, but can I just
– face value.
Yeah, you know, I like lower bowl, but right. But just whatever you're paying for them, I'll pay for them.
I don't know what it would take to get you to be the filter before they get to me, but that would be a great idea. Sounds like you could be a very
oh, you don't want
asset,
that. You don't want that. No. They'll never get to you.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's, right. Yeah, it's a great problem to have, as I said earlier, and it's just – there's a buzz around this game, and it obviously leads to ticket demand. And, you know, in the end, it's a celebration of the Orange Bowl Committee, celebration of South Florida. And that's what this is all about. It's a great tradition that goes back to 1935. So, you know, these are great games that if there's ticket demand, we can handle it, we can navigate it, and we're looking forward to December 31st.
Yeah, listen, man, what a great one. You know, the years we sat here and we didn't get exactly the game you want, you're going, oh, gosh, all right, let's put a nice spin on this. And then you just get the automatic pilot where that big, beautiful car comes in, everybody wants, and it's on automatic pilot, man. It is beautiful, and that's what you have.
Yeah, we've been on a good run. You know, going back to 2016, we had Florida State versus Michigan. The next year, Miami, Wisconsin. The next year, Florida, Virginia. And then last year, the pandemic hit, but we had Texas A&M versus North Carolina. And then this community hosted the Alabama-Ohio State game. So it's been a great piece. Our partnership with the ACC versus Big Ten, SEC Notre Dame has been a great formula for traditional games. And on semifinals, to your point, you never know what you're going to get. And to get Georgia versus Michigan, it's a blessing. It's great for our community. And there's some great things that are going to happen leading up to the game, one of which will be announced, I think, today or tomorrow. Free concert on South Beach, and we'll wait for that announcement later.
You want to break it now, week. You can't. You just,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
just come out
Mike's
now.
All yours.
Why the hell do we always got to be the last one to know? Just come
it.
Out.
Can't do it. You know, right. Our partners at Capital One are putting this concert on, but the last two were the Imagine Dragons. And the next one was the Dave Matthews Band. So I can tell you it's in that lineup.
Okay.
You know, very high-profile artist. And I think this community will be fired up to hear who it is.
Hey, one other thing that you guys have been doing, and we don't talk about it enough because high school kind of gets left out a little bit, but these high school football fields you guys have been redoing, man, has been fantastic. I went over to the Pahokee area, and I saw that one, and it was just so cool because – football's so important to those people over there. You know that. Glade Central, Pahokee, real close to each other for if you haven't been over there. And football is a big, big thing. And youth football is a big, big thing. So to have those. And, yeah, are we going to be doing any more of those, Fields, though?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I mean, the mission statement of the Orange Bowl Committee has always been about economic development. And by virtue of the success of the bowl game, you can give back to the community in a meaningful way. And so we started these legacy gifts back in, I guess, 2008. And now we are six fields later. We're currently finishing up Orange Bowl Field at Glades Pioneer Park in Belglade. We did the field 3 years ago. A building is now going right next to it. So you can have high school games. You can have youth football games. Yeah. And then the next one, which is happening as we speak right now, is right next to Pompano Ely High School, is Orange Bowl Field at Mitchell Moore Park. And our current president, Mayor Jack Seiler, his time at the city of Fort Lauderdale was very instrumental. Henry Crockett, who played there, brought this connection to us. And that's a $4 million-plus project with the city of Pompano Beach. And these are great things. Our next project is geared towards Miami-Dade County.
Yep.
And we want to continue to do this. To your point, you know, football is just a fabric of this community. So many players come from here. But it starts at the youth level. And so we've been built on college football, but we know where it comes from. It comes from youth football and high school football. So we're committed, and we appreciate you bringing that up.
No, man, Dade County. I was thinking Dade County the whole time. We beat the hell out of those fields because we have a shortage of them. So anytime we can fix them up and give those kids, whether it's – and they're used all the time. You don't have to worry about that. Yeah. There's every age group right up till they sign with college gets a chance to use them. So it's great
Absolutely.
Stuff. Hey, it's great having you, man, and congratulations. Yeah. Michigan and friggin' Georgia, man. That is awesome.
Joe, we'll see you tonight, and we thank you, Zach, everybody at QAM for your partnership, and let's celebrate this and have fun. It's great for South Florida.
I'm going to celebrate it tonight. I'm going to have myself a couple cold ones. I am going to do that tonight.
You're on us.
All right. Sounds good. Right. Eric, thank you, brother. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Eric.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys.
Eric Palm, CEO of the Orange Bowl Committee, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. We got a lot more stuff. Hollywood's headlines. We got Mike Harley. I'm not calling him former Hurricane wide receiver. He's got
Still
one
got
more
a game.
Game
left, right.
Got one more and has a – how about of all the great receivers that have played at the U, and Mike Harley has the most catches of any of them, breaking –
all-time
Reggie
receptions leader.
Wayne's record, which I didn't even know Reggie was the leader.
There's so many people. I don't know.
In the old days when guys played the four years, so I thought it would have been somebody that stayed, and then the guy started going 3 years. So, but good
He's
for him,
now.
Man. That's
He's
pretty
that
cool.
Guy.
Pretty cool to have that for life. All right. Right now, or until somebody catches him, but I do want to talk about sports-related injuries. Sooner or later, they happened to all of us. And then it turns into something like this. Hey, Joe, hey, sorry to bother you, man, but where do the pros go? I hear you talking about those guys that – and I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. They go to Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, which is a big part of Baptist Health South Florida. Baptist Health South Florida continues to grow and put more and more into keeping all of our athletes, young and old, healthy. And when you do get injured, it's nice to know we've got some of the best doctors in the business, some of the best specialists, Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, and in-house physical therapist. I mean, you put all this together with the doctors working with the therapist. One goal, man. And the thing is, so because I don't want to offend anybody else that does this, and there's some great doctors out there, and I know that. But I do know our doctors work on the same injuries every day, starting with million-dollar athletes, college athletes, high school athletes. So when you go in and you go, have you ever seen this? They go, yeah, 17 times today. I fixed it 9 times yesterday. It's nice to know they've got great experience. You're going to have great success. And that's what this thing's all about. Got a brand new facility on 595 in Pine Island that if you're up there, I've been going up there to rehab and seeing a doc up there with my hip. And I just want to let you know, these guys are really good at what they do and taking care of everybody. The next time you have any kind of injury and want to get it checked out or get a second opinion, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.